Cape Talk.
WhatsApp Pippa now on 072-567-1567.
Right, time for today's gifting feature, which is brought to you by Cavendish Square, the perfect excuse to go shopping. Each day this week, we'll continue bringing you suggestions on finding that perfect gift for your loved ones. And today we turn our attention to some of the wonderful picks out there in the homeware category. Our guest is standing by with his suggestions, but before we get to those, this is your chance to win a bit of a shopping spree. Cavendish Square has donated a 1,500 Rand gift voucher to give away today. And if you want to win it, all you have to do is phone me right now on 021-446-0567 and finish the phrase, Christmas isn't Christmas without. Tell me how you would finish that sentence, and we could be rewarding you with a 1,500 Rand voucher to go and spend at Cavendish Square. In the meantime, it's lovely to have back with us on the show the editor of Toast and Home magazines, Vikas Pretorius. Great to have you with us again, Vikas.
Yeah, it's fun to be back. Thank you so much for the invite. Last time I think I was in studio, this time via the phone, but that's cool too.
That's cool too, and we definitely want to get you back in studio for the DIY segment in the new year, Vikas. Have no fear of that. For now, you've picked out a really lovely array of gifts for us in three different price categories, and we're going to start with a sort of entry-level category for those looking for a gift under 500 Rand. What would you propose?
Yeah, look, I think that's probably the biggest struggle. I know our family, we've for long had this... this policy that we do not spend a lot of money on Christmas, and you know, even the adults don't specifically give gifts to one another. We buy for the children.
Yeah, we do the same.
But I think you know, one can actually find beautiful gifts for little money. And for me, the big thing is, you know, which is also part of the Toast Home philosophy, is that we like to do things ourselves. So I want to suggest, in the first place, that if you want to buy something for somebody who likes beautifying their home, to buy them any kind of crafty or decorative paint. I mean, it sounds like you're giving them a job for Christmas, which of course is not the idea. But I think if it's somebody that is house proud and that's somebody that does enjoy to actually beautify their own property, buying any beautiful chalk paint or any of the Dala paints, you know, any of those, even the beautiful gold or copper or silver leaf, something that you can actually use to make something beautiful yourself. I think that's a beautiful gift. And I mean, for a crafty person, I think that would come in handy.
It's a wonderful suggestion for those who like to be busy, especially when they've got a bit of time in their hands, as they do over the holiday season.
Okay. Yeah, look, I think sometimes, you know, some of us like to entertain big on Christmas. Other people prefer to take it slightly slower. But I think if you want to decorate a beautiful table, that's a perfect gift to actually enable such a person to do so, because those paints you can also use on fabric. So you can even make your own beautiful tablecloth, which, of course, is something you can keep for years to come and still use once Christmas is gone.
That's a great idea. Now, I'm tickled pink at the name of your next gift suggestion. I have no idea what a whoopsie table lamp is. Please explain.
It is it's such a fun thing. We, in the January issue, that I think it's on sale from today, we had a beautiful beach house in Buffalo Bay. I didn't know that it was called Buffalo Bay in English. I know it as Biffles Bay because I'm English, and then when the English subs translated it to Buffalo Bay, I was like, where the hell is Buffalo Bay? But apparently it is called Buffalo Bay. It's just outside of Niza. We had a beautiful gift, a beautiful beach house, and they used several elements of yellow in this house, which makes it so beautiful and sunny. I think yellow is such a popular color, and people enjoy bringing pops of color into their homes, and I think yellow is a beautiful way to actually bring some sunshine into your life. And the whoopsie table lamp looks like a can of yellow paint that was kicked over with the paint flowing out of it, and then the paint becomes the stand. It is the cutest thing. It's made by K-Lite, one of the big importers of lighting accessories in the country. It costs $4.90. Obviously, you can't buy these from K-Lite directly. You need to get them from different stockists all over the country. But it's just such a fun element. It's a table lamp. You can use it as a bedside lamp. You can use it as a decorative lamp somewhere in a nice, whimsical room. If you have a fun room in your house, maybe even obviously a children's room or else a play room. But as I said, I mean, it literally, the lampshade is supposedly the can, and then the foot of this lamp is the paint pouring out. And it looks like something that, it looks like a, what do you call it, the stalactite? What's that thing that you find in a cave?
Yes, the stalactite that comes down from the roof on the stalactite from the floor. They are fantastic. I found a picture which I'm going to tweet. If anyone listening wants to take a look, I'll tweet that at Cape Talk in just a moment. Right, Vikas, let's move on to the category for those who want to splurge a little bit more and spend between 500 and 1,000 Rand on a gift. What would you recommend?
Look, I think vinyl is such a big trend at the moment, and there are so many different elements available when you want to consider vinyl. So, you know, when I was a child in the 80s, vinyl equaled Novilon, and I think if I just say the word Novilon, people in my age group will probably get a nervous twitch and run. Vinyl is not that at all anymore. It's become something very durable and very beautiful, and you get all kinds of different executions, if you want to call it that, of how vinyl is used in homes these days. I mean, we get them as flooring solutions. You know, many, about 10 years ago, laminate was all the rage. Now vinyl flooring is the new and, I think, better solution, personally. Mm-hmm. But one also finds beautiful, like, vinyl tablecloths. And then the nice thing that I'm so excited about is vinyl tiles. So these are basically tiles that, for instance, look like the original Moroccan tiles. So there is a beautiful Moroccan pattern printed on each of these tiles. And you can simply apply them to existing tiles in bathrooms, in kitchens, and create a beautiful focal wall. They are heat resistant. We shot one house where they actually use it inside the shower. They say they've had it up there for 2 years now. Yeah. So it's a fairly affordable solution. The prices obviously vary from designer to designer. Heidi J Design is the person that we saw it the first time. She's local. She's from Cape Town. She manufactures these. She has a beautiful Facebook page. And I think you can buy 54 tiles for just under R1,000. They're like 800 odd. And with those, you can even, and we did that in, is it now the Feb issue or the Jan issue? I can't remember. We actually covered a fridge, you know, a wow. plain common fridge. Because the tiles are pliable, so you can actually do amazing things with them, and they're self-adhesive.
Wrapping up our Christmas gifting guide, a homeware edition with Vikas Pretorius on the line, the editor of Toast and Home magazines. Some wonderful suggestions for the under R1,000 category. Now let's blow the budget, Vikas. If money's no object, what's your pick?
Sure. Look, there are two things. The one is probably a bit, for the homeware edition, you might think I've lost the plot. But I want to suggest that I think any kind of water tank at this point is such a precious gift. Mm. I think I have so many friends who are either on waiting lists or trying to, figure out which one they need. So that just, the out of the ordinary suggestion. But I think if you really want to spoil somebody, my favorite after all is a nice Nespresso machine. I think it's just the best gift of luxury that you can give somebody. It's beautiful. They've got a new edition out now that we, I think, are going to feature in the February issue. And it's just, it's become such a wonderful thing. One of my issues that I've always had with Nespresso machines that the coffee is cold, and the one that we had on test here in the office now for the past week, I can promise you, the most delightful cups of coffee ever.
That's fantastic.
So I think if you really have, you get the nice small ones which are very easy to also transport. If you have a beach house, for instance, where you go away often, just pack it in the car and take it with you. It's the ultimate luxury. It's like a coffee shop coffee
going with
the push of a button.
Vikas Pretorius, some fantastic suggestions there. Thank you so much for joining us. Wishing you a wonderful festive season and hope to get you in studio with us again next year.
Same to you, and absolutely.
Vikas Pretorius, the editor of Toast and Home magazine. Some great suggestions there. I particularly love the idea of the water tank for anybody who's living in Cape Town particularly. And an SMS from Werner saying in response to that message on Facebook about the water gushing down the street that he hopes at least people are taking 25-litre water cans and filling them up with all that water so that at least they can save some of it to use in their homes. Now, we are looking for a winner to finish the sentence for the day around Christmas, and Sadiq in Ottery would like to do that. Sadiq, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great, and you?
I'm very well, thanks. Please finish the sentence. Christmas isn't Christmas without?
Without brine, watermelon, and stomach cramps.
And what's causing the stomach cramps, dare I ask?
Too much brine, too much watermelon.
Fair enough. A common complaint at this time of year. Sadiq, congratulations. You've won a R1,500 voucher courtesy of Cavendish Square. You now have the perfect excuse to go shopping.
Yes, thank you very much, Papa.
Have a wonderful afternoon, and please hold the line and maybe throw in a couple of rennies with the with the shopping spree. Sadiq, please hold the line for a couple of minutes. My producer will be with you to take your details so that we can connect you with your prize.